I was thinking yesterday about what would happen if we had someone here who could heal people's hearing. I have a feeling we'd have quite a line of people lined up waiting for that person to touch them so that they could hear once again. There's something about physical healing that attracts all of us. And when someone has the gift of healing, whether that be a person who, through their medical knowledge, has a way of really healing people, or whether it be someone who has the gift of healing by divine power, that person is going to have a following. Because when there's something wrong with our bodies, we want to be healed. In the gospel today, we have the story of healing. And we see the reaction of the crowd. And what does the gospel say? It says they were astonished. He has done all things well, the people said. He makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak. Like most gospel stories, there's a lot more to that story this morning than first meets the eye. On one level, it's just a story of faith in Jesus and the power of Jesus. But there's deeper levels there. For one thing, it says that Jesus went into the area of the Decapolis. Well, that doesn't mean much to us. But that was in pagan territory. That was outside of Jewish territory. And for the early church, that was very important because it shows that Jesus was reaching out to the non-believers, to the pagans. And that this message of salvation was not only for Jew, but it was for everybody. People of every race and language and way of life. Jesus was reaching out to them. And that story gave a symbolic message of the universality of Jesus' ministry. Another deeper layer of that gospel reading comes from the word Ephatha. Mark was writing in Greek. And yet, that is an Aramaic word. It is a word that was kept even in the Greek language. He brought it in. And the early church soon recognized that that story was a lot more than just about healing of bodies. They realized it had a symbolic value of Jesus wanting to reach out and heal people on a spiritual level. And so very soon, in the rituals of the church, that word Ephatha was brought into the baptismal ceremony, symbolizing that awareness that it is Jesus who can open our ears to hear His word. It is Jesus who can give us the power to proclaim the good news of salvation. We still use that event in the baptismal ceremony today. Shortly after the baptism, we have the anointing with the oil of chrism, and then we have the white dressing with the white garment, and then we have the lighting of the candle. And then following that, the priest or the deacon will say, "The Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb speak." May he soon touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his praise to the glory of God the Father. The church realizes that what Jesus did to that man who was deaf and who was dumb, he wants to do to all of us on a much deeper level. It's also interesting that the word that is used for dumb in the Greek is a word that is found only one other place in the Bible. It's found in Isaiah 35, the passage we had for the first reading this morning. And scholars say it was kind of an unusual word to use for that purpose, seeming to indicate that Mark very consciously went back to that word to show us that Jesus completes the prophecies of the Old Testament. That in Jesus we have the fulfillment of what has been promised. In Jesus we have the Savior, the Redeemer, the hope of all people. Going back to healing. You know, if we had someone here that could heal cancer or heart disease or diabetes, if they could do that just by laying hands on, there would be no lack of people coming to receive that healing. But we do have someone here who can heal on a much deeper level. If there were a healing of cancer, diabetes, or heart disease, that healing would last only for a time. And then nature would take its course. But the healing that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, that healing lasts forever. That healing leads us to eternal life. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be a sign of deep wisdom if we yearned and longed for that healing more than we long and yearn for the healing of our bodies? Because that healing will give us life that will never end.